Welcome to the Gray Section Podcast, episode 41. And not only is it the Gray Section Podcast, episode number 41, it's also Christmas Eve! And I am so excited. But, we'll get to that later, because seeing as I haven't done a show in at least 3 weeks, I've got a lot of stuff to catch you guys up on. Like, I've got some pretty long page of notes here, and that was horrible grammar, but you know what? I don't care, it's not like there are grammar police on my back right now. Because there aren't. So, the first thing that I want to get to is that, you know how last show I said November was a sucky month? And, yeah, it turns out December is a lot better than November. Not only because there's, like, Christmas and New Year's and all that wonderful stuff in December, but also, and because there's Christmas and, New Year's, there's also, like, vacation from school, which I'm on right now, but I'll get to that later. Just, like, a lot of better stuff has happened to me in December than November. And one of those things being bowling. I talked a little bit about bowling last show, but, for, like, December is, like, was pretty much, like, half of our season, and, we're doing pretty well, actually. And not only are we doing pretty well, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. It's, a great experience, and I mean, it's something I've never done before. I've never really been on a high school or school sports team. So, it's pretty fun, and I thought it would be it is a lot of work. I don't want to say that I thought it was going to be a lot of work, and it's not, but I thought it was going to be a lot, that my schedule was going to be a lot more busy and a lot more harder to handle, I guess you'd say, than it is. But, yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to be, like, so busy and not have time to do anything when I was doing this, but really, I have a lot of time. Usually when I get home from school, well, I don't know. I mean, like, my days are really busy. I don't even know what I want to say. I'm so bad at, like, enunciating and, like, expressing myself. Like, I'm just horrible at it. Like, I can't talk to save my life. Why do I even do, a talking show? A talking show. See, grammar again. Ugh, whatever. So, yeah, I'm just gonna, like, take a minute, regroup, I'm gonna think about what I want to say. Okay, so what do I want to say? That I thought I wouldn't have the time to do the stuff that I want to do, but it turns out I do have the time. There, that's what I wanted to say. Because I thought I would just be like, going to bowling, coming home late, having to rush through all my homework and not getting to bed until 1 in the morning. No, it's not like that. I have time to do all the stuff I want to do. I have time to, like, watch TV and go on the internet and do all that stuff, so I'm glad for that, and I'm glad that I got the chance to do the bowling stuff. But I feel like I'm being really boring, so I'm sorry if I am, but oh well. Deal with it, or else don't listen to my show anymore. You people make me sick. I'm sorry. I just had to say that. I don't even know why. What else did I want to talk about? Okay. I know how last time I said I was obsessed with a guy, codename Elwin. Yeah, I'm not gonna do codenames anymore, it's just stupid. You know, if they happen to listen to the show, which I don't even know why they would, they can just know that I like them. I don't really care. And so his name is Ryan. And, like, oh my gosh, he's, like, so cute and, like, so funny and kind of smart. So I'm, like, yeah, a little obsessed. I really am. It's getting to the point where I should really stop it because I really don't think that he would ever have feelings for me or whatever. So I just have to stop it. But, I actually have this one really funny story about Ryan that I just have to tell you, because I actually have many funny stories relating to Ryan, but this one is just a very ironic story. It's like, whatever. I'm just gonna tell you, and you can figure out what it is on your own. A few weeks ago, I needed new jeans, right? Because I had an old pair of jeans that had holes where there shouldn't be holes, so I decided it's time for me to get a new pair of jeans. So we go to Delia's, and Delia's has this thing where they name their jeans, like, different names and whatever, and they're supposed to be girls' names, but I think they were getting a little, desperate for names and decided to pick names that, you know, could be girls' names, but could be guys' names. Like, they started out with names like Emily, Morgan, whatever, and then they're getting to names like, what's a girl slash guy name? I guess, like, Sam could be a girl slash guy name like mine. Like, you could have a guy named Sam and a girl named Sam or whatever. But, the pair of jeans that I decided to get, I decided to get this pair of jeans, right? So we went and we checked out and we bought them and I brought them home and, like, I was already home or whatever. And I noticed that, that they were named. And you know what their name was? Ryan. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I bought Ryan jeans. So now, I'm, like, obsessed with them. They're, like, my favorite pair of jeans. And, like, one really, like, kind of, silly thing that was like, okay, I've worn them to school twice already, because I only bought them, like, 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I've worn them to school twice, and both times, he has not been in school, and I just think that's so weird. Like, I need to test out my thing again. Like, I'm probably gonna wear those jeans, like, during the week we get back from school vacation, and, you know, I'll bet you guys, like, $20 that he's not gonna be in school on the day I wear them. Just, like, I think they're bad luck jeans. I don't think they're good luck jeans. I just don't. So that's my little story about my Ryan jeans. Well, seeing as it's December, I've been really into the Christmas music. And we have this one CD of Christmas music that I, like, love. And so I only thought now, like, recently, to put it onto my iPod and, like, listen to it. So I've been listening to all those songs like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and like Frosty the Snowman and what other songs? I've got my iPod right here. Let's see what other songs are there. And Let It Snow and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer and Santa Baby and Sleigh Ride and Jingle Bells and all that fun stuff. And also there's the Chipmunk song, and if you guys have never heard the Chipmunk song before, just go to my MySpace page, because it's my MySpace song, and I probably won't change it until, like, New Year's, because it's just an amazing song, and I'm obsessed with it, and you should be too, because it's such a cute song. And then, like, maybe you guys haven't seen, but there are some, like, modern band, well, I guess they're modern, they're popular currently. And they put out, like, Christmas special holiday singles or whatever. And so, like, The Killers and The Fray, which are two of my favoritest bands of all time, they both put out, Christmas singles. And then, I downloaded just some Christmas songs from popular, more modern artists, and I'm just obsessed with the Christmas songs. I really am. And, yeah. I'm just going through, like, my song list of the recently added songs, which is what I usually listen to. That's, like, when I'm listening to my iPod, that's, like, the playlist I usually listen to. And, like, once songs go off that playlist, I, like, never hear them again. Which is really kind of sad, because I have, like, 500 songs on my iPod, and I only listen to about 50 of them. So I really need to, like, get some other songs in, like, around my rotation, but I'm too lazy. And speaking of laziness, I can't believe that I have to do insane amounts of work over this winter vacation, which is this week, the 20 Well, technically, it started yesterday on the 22nd because we didn't have school, but we wouldn't have had school on a Saturday or today on a Sunday either. Wait, yesterday was the 23rd. Whatever, our last day of school before break was Friday the 22nd, and then our first day back is January 2nd, so we've got like 10 days, right? And I have to do insane amounts of work. I have a chemistry project due a week after we get back from vacation. I have to read an entire book, 1984, 2 weeks after we get back from vacation, and I want to get most of it done on vacation, but I'm just so lazy. And my chem teacher and my math teacher both gave us these big packets that they want us to do sometime before midterms to review, and midterms are 3 weeks after we get back from vacation, and school stuff just, like, gives me a headache thinking about it. Oh my god. Freaking out. I'm always freaking out. I'm just stressed out. Because I think the reason I get stressed out is because people expect me to do so good that, like, I just get freaked out because it's like, people will be like, oh, you know, each question on a, let's say we're taking a test, right? People will be like, oh, you know, each question is only worth 1 point, and people, but then I say to myself, well, okay, people expect me to get over 90, so that means I can only get 10 questions wrong out of 100, you know? I mean, I get just so freaked out. It'll, because, like, anything below, like, an 85 for me is, like, horrible. But just think about it. That's, like, 15 points off. If each question on a test is 3 points, that's only 5 questions out of, let's say, I don't know, like, 20-something questions. I get so freaked out about stuff. I don't know. I'm just blabbering, stammering. I don't know. Just whatever that flippin' word is, I don't really care anymore. I've just been, like, blabbing on and on and on and on. Okay, so, on a happier note, Christmas is tomorrow, guys. Christmas is tomorrow. And, Derek gave me the idea of doing a show on Christmas, but, and, like, I thought I would actually have some time between, like, waking up and opening presents and going to my cousin's house, but, no. Let's say we all wake up at, like, 7:30 tomorrow. My parents want us to be out of the house at, like, 9:30. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get to do a Christmas show, so that's why I'm doing a show now. So, you guys, like, better appreciate it. And since Christmas is tomorrow, knowing my parents, they both did their Christmas, well, I'm not gonna talk about my dad, I don't think he did anything, but, my mom at least did majority of her Christmas shopping today, on Christmas Eve. So me and my brother went with her, and when we get into the mall, we get some stuff for our relatives, and my mom's like, okay, you two need to go and do your own thing for, like, half an hour. And I was like, oh, I wonder what she's doing. And it's like, hey guys, what do you think she was doing? Buying me and my brother presents? Yeah, that's probably what she was doing. And then we went to this place to get my dad's gift, and while my mom was getting it, my brother and I went, and they had Guitar Hero for, like, the PlayStation 2 or whatever. They had it set up, and so my brother and I were, like, play Guitar Hero, and, okay, I love that game. It's just really cool, and, like, the thing, though, is, like, you have to have a really good sense of rhythm to play that game, or else you're gonna, like, fail everything, but, I really like that game, and I would get a PlayStation 2 just so that I could play Guitar Hero, because it may sound, like, a dorky, like, not a girl-ish game, but it's really cool. Oh, jeez. Where's my list? Here's my list. What else did I want to talk about? Oh. I don't want to go on a school tirade again, because you guys must be sick of it. But, I've I spent literally like an hour today trying to figure out my school schedule for next year because they're going to start asking me about it. And I have like 20 classes that I want to take. Seriously, 20. Oh, shoot. My dad's calling me because It's a Wonderful Life is on soon. And I kind of do want to watch it. So, yeah. I think I'm going to, like, take a little break and talk to you about my school scheduling stuff after it's on. Okie dokie.